Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that listen to the righteous words of Yahuwah. You're right, we are in the Feast of Weeks, but as we generally begin our broadcasts, we give instructional information on how to proceed with finding out what the feast days are and what they're all about. And we will get into that shortly. But that's why we say take notes. It's important that you take notes because it familiarizes you with what you should look for or what you have to do, and especially those things and scriptures that we mentioned. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahqua's Ministry. That comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahqua's Word, connecting the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. This is what we're talking about right now. And we do this because you have not. This is all the information that you came to seek, and you now found that in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and no class generally on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, normally, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine and right on that search line of your smart device or computer, type tribegoddaw.com. And after clicking on it, you will see some choices. One of them will be tithes and offerings. Just click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Aqua, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Aqua glory and strength. 8, give unto the Aqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Aqua always loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahqua alive. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahqua. Also, while there, one important note, as was mentioned earlier, keeping in tune with the feast days by checking our calendar. Check that calendar will help keep you in tune with the feast days for all your family and friends, and that includes myself. When you check that calendar, it will tell you when they begin and when they end. And besides that, they will tell you what the feast days are all about. So be sure to check our calendar on our website. For the live program, this feature is only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words to get there, Yahqua Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered for related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahqua in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 6 anointed camps of Yahqua's ministry. And also, in saying that, please do not call this international number trying to teach. You will absolutely not receive a response. And a reason for that, remember what it tells us in the book of Sirach, those of us that take notes. In the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. A physical example of that would be 4 or 5 cooks trying to make one cake. I don't know what the outcome myself would be. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and a correct address, and you will receive the DVD promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via phone, email, or text before broadcast. This is generally what slows him down quite a bit. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. And now, in the addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call this number trying to teach. Also, when the temple members are doing group scripture text, as a reminder, it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act as we're taught, and an answer given with a verbal precept. This is what should be remembered, as the seer says. Remember what's most important. We are the children of Yahweh, the blessed peacemakers, as told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today after 10:30 p.m. Now, to get there, just enter 3 words once again, Yahweh Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. Choose a program that you're late logging into, or choose any particular day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting Yahweh's story on Pal Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find also this is where Yahweh's word is working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. During that time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And the broad talk ends before teaching time. For your convenience, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But remember, when we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, always as a reminder, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh will always flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh, not confusion. As a reminder of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it says, 33, for Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and is all covenants or churches of the saints. So when we keep any scriptures in mind, remember, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. They're rehearsing the righteous act, so remember the words of Yahweh. But this time we'll pass our program over to our seer Israel, so we can do what it says. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Dale. Listen on your part, Dale. That's a great thing. So we're in the beginning of the Feast of Weeks, and it was already prophesied about this day. So what we're going to do, we're going to turn inside of Camp 1 and see if we get a few verses on the table. Then we're going to get on out of the way and let the young lions take it all the way in and the elders, and let them take it all the way in. We're going to sit back and see now. Pack one of them old wine bottles or something. So let's open up young line, Brother Titus, and the book called Luke. Let's see how you want this top part of the Feast of Weeks to begin. What do we say that we can read in Luke chapter 12, verse 12? Let's try it. Let's see what we can read out of that.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And that's that. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that's a great thing. But one thing we got to understand, we up under, they call that thing the micro, that thing you peep in it. What's the name of that thing? The micro something. The telescope or the microscope, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, telescope.
We, our eyes is on the sixth and on the camps of voices of a true Israelite. And that's a great thing, though. We knew these days was going to come. So that's why we have to be clear, especially in leadership, that we understand what's written. Brother Titus, to write 33:1-3, 7-9, and 14-22. Let's see what we can read out of Sirach, chapter 33:1-3, skip down to 7-9, 14-22. My main focus is verse 22, but we're going to walk our way into it. What does it say there, Brother Titus?
The book of Sirach, chapter 33:1-3, 7-9, verse 14-22. Sirach 33:1 reads, there shall no evil happen unto him that feared Yahweh by his temptation, even again he was delivering him. Verse 2, a wise man hated not the Torah instruction, but he that is an hypocrite that runs is a ship in a storm. Verse 3, a man of understanding trusting in Yahweh, trusting in the Torah instruction.
Yes.
And the Torah instruction is faithful unto him as an oracle. Verse 4, prepare what to say, and so shall you be heard. Bind up instruction, then make answer. I'm supposed to be at verse 3. All right, skip down verse 7-9. Why do one day excel another? But as all the light of every day in a year is of the sun. Verse 8 reads, but the knowledge of Yahweh there will distinguish. He alters seasons and feasts. Verse 9. Some of them have he made high days.
Well, some of them he made high days, and that's what we're on right now. We're on the Thursday night high day called a feast, and every feast day is a high day. Matter of fact, Sister Judas, take a look at that statement in the 19th chapter, verse 31 of St. John. To be clear, that all the feast days is called high days. What can we read out of St. John 19:31 there, Sister Judas?
St. John chapter 19, verse 31 reads, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain open.
Yeah, go ahead.
The cross on the Sabbath day. For that Sabbath day was a high day.
That Sabbath day was a high day. So that's what all feast days is. They call high days. So this what you on now, you're on a high day. This day is coming on, it's falling on this year on a Thursday. As a matter of fact, it falls on the same time every year because we do things the same way every year. So this day is a high day called the feast of week high day. Back to Brother Titus, come on.
All right. I'm now half of verse 9. Sirach chapter 33, verse 9. And how of them, and some of them have he made ordinary days.
Right. And ordinary days is the 6 days of ordinary Sabbath days come up. And ordinary regular days, some of them just regular Sabbath days that you just do what the man tell you to do. That's it. Come on.
Verse 14 of 22. Good is set against evil.
And always remember, good always is going to be against evil. Evil and good is not going to never correspond. Keep that in your mind. Go ahead and read.
And life against death.
Yes.
So the unyakwali against the sinner.
So the yakwali and the sinner, they will not see eye to eye only for a few seconds. Understand one thing. When you're hanging out with a sinner, you're not going to see eye to eye, but a few seconds, then right then and there, their way is going to be one way, and your way is going to be another. Be a tug of war. Go ahead and read.
And the sinner against the Yahwali.
And the sinner's always going to be against the Yahwalis. Go ahead.
Verse 15. So look upon all the works of the Most High Yahweh.
Yes.
And there are two, and two one against another.
All right.
16 read. I wake up, last of all, as one that gathers after the great gathering.
Mm-hmm.
By the blessing of Yahweh, I profited.
Yes.
And fill my wine press like a gatherer of grapes.
Yes.
17. Consider that I labor not for myself only, but for all them that seek learning.
And see, and we do this 6 nights a week, all feast days. We do this because we know, what again in verse 34?
Verse 30. What's the rock 33?
Yeah, whatever that verse was. Can you read it again?
Okay. All right, I'm back to Sirach 33, verse 17.
No, back to that last verse you just got to read.
Oh, before that?
Yeah.
Okay, Sirach 33, verse 16. I can wake up, last of all, as one that gathereth after the great gathering.
Okay.
By the blessing of Yahweh, I profited.
Yeah.
And fill my wine press like the gatherer of grapes.
Uh-huh. You don't keep reading?
Verse 17. Consider that I labor not for myself only, but for all them that seek learning.
That's the verse we're talking about, verse 17. See, we don't do this just to be bumping our gums. We do this because we know that we clear, Sister Judas, we clear up what it says in the 13th chapter of the book of Zechariah, chapter 8. See, we clear about this verse. And Zechariah 13, Sister Judas, we clear that there's something written there that we need to know, 13, 8 through 10. What does it say? Zechariah 13, 8, 9, and 10. What does it say that we can read? Zechariah 13, verse 8, 9, and 10. What can we read, Sister Judas?
Same verses 8. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, says the Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die.
So two parts of the children of Israel is going to die. They're not going to make it. The part we're saying, two-thirds of the children of the book is not going to make it. Go ahead and read.
But the third shall be left therein.
And a third, another third, it's going to be the one that's going to be left to do some teaching. Matter of fact, the kind of teaching they're going to do, put a marker there for a minute, Sister Judah, right there. Let's see what kind of teaching they're going to do. We're going to the book of Daniel and see what kind of teaching they're going to do. The third part, they're going to do this teaching. In the book of Daniel, chapter 11, we're going to see what they're going to do. We're going to know, we're going to be clear what kind of teaching they're going to do. In the 11th chapter of Daniel, verse 32 and 33. Let's see what they're going to do, Sister Judas.
Daniel chapter 11.
Verse 32 and 33.
And such as do wickedly
against
the
covenant,
shall we corrupt
the flattery.
Yeah, right. So the one that's going to do wicked, they're going to tell you, no, you ain't got to keep nothing in Leviticus 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. They always tell you, no, you ain't got to do that. That's done away with. They use all that flattery on you. Mm-hmm. But understand, that's supposed to happen because it's written. It's going to happen. Go ahead.
But the people that do know that Yahweh shall be strong and do excellent.
Oh, so they want it. They want it. Know they got water. They're going to be what?
Be strong.
And do what?
Export
means, that means they're going to do some teaching. They're going to be strong in Yahweh, and they're going to do some teaching. So they're going to be ready to do some teaching, incident season and out of season. Go ahead and read 33.
And they that understand among the people shall instruct many.
And one that understand, they're going to instruct how many?
Many.
Go ahead and read.
Yet they shall fall
by the
sword.
Now, some of us going to fall now. Mm-hmm. Can you read now? It will be some of us that's going to fall. Go ahead.
God bless you, Brother Makai, his brother, Steve Roy.
By captivity.
We know some of it's going to fall. So we're clear that some of us is going to fall. So now, understand that, and that's the part we all get the heebie-jeebies on. A lot of us is not going to make it. But if you die right in Yahweh, you will be raised right in Yahweh. So then you know that some of us going to fall. In your mind, ain't going to be no cakewalk. Come on back, Brother Titus.
All right. I'm at Sirach 33. All right. I just read verse 17. I'm at verse 18.
Yes.
Sirach 33, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me, oh, you great man of the people.
Yes.
And hearken. With your ear.
Now, that's great men. Great men. M-E-N.
Yes. Hear me, oh, you great man.
Yes, sir.
Of the people.
Uh-huh.
And hearken with your ear.
So these great men are talking about the leadership.
Yeah,
the leadership have to make sure that they on point. They got to make sure they instant in season and out of season. That is a great responsibility of leadership. Go ahead and read.
All right. And hearken with your ears, you rulers of the congregation.
Yes.
Of Yahweh.
Congregation of Yahweh.
Verse 19. Give not your son and wife, your brother and friend, power over you while you live it.
But see, what he's trying to tell the leader, he has to stay in control because that's the way Yahweh said it. Man's supposed to lead. Until you know it's time to set it down, it ain't no compromising in it. That's the way Yahweh set up. And let it be said and let it be done. Go ahead.
And give not your goods to another.
That's right.
Let it repent you and you entreat for the same again.
Uh-huh.
All right.
What is that 22 yet?
Not yet. I'm at verse 20. Okay. All right. No, I'm still at verse 20. I'm at verse 20.
Okay, 20. All right. Come on.
As long as you live it and has breath in you, give not yourself over to any. Verse 21, for better it is that your children succeed to you
right.
than that you should stand to their court courtesy.
He said, listen, I created you to be the leader, man. Man, you have to be the leader all the way up. That is your role. You don't bow down to you. To no member of your family, you have to always make sure you're on point up on the Yahweh. It's your lead all the way. Ain't no compromising it. That's where Yahweh said it is. Yeah. That's why you got to be clear, Sister Judas. Let's go to Ruth 1:16 and 1:17. So this got to be clear. This got to be understanding that the way of the Bible is going to stand. And once we clear that the Bible is going to stand, it's going to stand whether we like it or not. It's going to stand. 1:16 and 17, the Ruth says what?
Ruth chapter
1,
verse
16
and 17.
Yeah, what
does
it say?
And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee.
Yeah.
Or to return from following after thee.
From doing what?
Following after thee.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
For whither you goest, I will go.
Wherever you go,
I will go.
I will go.
And where thou lodgest, I will lodge.
Wherever you lodge at, you said that where you lodge at, I'm lodging there because you there. I see things from through your eyes. Go ahead.
Thy people shall people shall be my people.
And whoever your people is, they automatic my people. If you say that them your people right there, then I ain't got to say nothing, but you say that, that's the way it is. And that's my people too.
And thy Yahuwah, my Yahuwah.
And your Yahuwah is my Yahuwah. So that's, see, that's the mindset we got to have. And once we have this mindset, we line up with thus says Yahuwah, and then Yahuwah will put the double blessing on us because we line up with his word. One thing ain't going to break is his word. Matter of fact, read that, Titus 1, verse 2. Let's read Titus 1, verse 2. One thing he's not going to break is his word. He ain't going to break his word. And whatever goes out of his mouth is going to stand. In order, what we got to put the presidents on order. Once we in order, Yahuwah is saying, I got a double coming for those that's in order. What kind of order? What do the Bible say order is? That's what we got to roll by, the Bible. Titus 1 verse 2 says what?
Titus chapter 1 verse 2 reads, and hope of eternal life, which Yahuwah that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So if you want eternal life, how many times Yahuwah lies? Jews, how many times he lied according to that verse?
It says, which Yahuwah that cannot lie.
So he cannot lie. So what he telling you about to get eternal life, if you follow the way he's telling you to do it, what you got coming again? Eternal life. Follow what the man got written, apply it the way the man got it on the table. We guarantee eternal life. Come on back there, Brother Titus.
All right, I'm at verse 22. Sirach 33, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And all your works keep to yourself in preeminence.
All your works make sure you keep preeminence. That means, man, you must lead all the way. Keep preeminence. Go ahead.
Leave not a stain in your honor.
Because if you don't do it, you'll do what?
Leave a stain.
You're going to leave a stain in your armor. See? Now you don't leave a stain in your armor. If you don't keep preeminence, then you're going to die. What have you did now?
Stain in your armor.
You left a stain in your armor. Now, once a stain in your armor, according to the book of Baruch, Sister Judas, in 4, 2 and 8, what you got to do? Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. Now, once you get a stain in your armor, oh, no, it's not all over. But this is what you got to do. If you don't keep preeminence where you lead according to what Yahuwah got on the table, then you got a stain in your armor. And the only way you can get the stain out of your armor, you got to see what Baruch's saying in 4 verse 28. And what is saying that we can read?
Baruch, chapter 4 verse 28 reads, for as it was your mind to go astray.
So it was your mind to go astray. It's your mind to give up your preeminence. That was your mind to do it. You the one became a follower when you're supposed to be a leader. So now what you got to do now?
From Yahuwah, so begin, return, seek him 10 times more.
What you got to do, Mr. Jesus?
Seek him 10 times more.
You got to seek him what?
10 times more.
10 times more. So you see what happens when you fall out and get in the flesh and you don't stay in the spirit according to Yahuwah's word. Now you got to do what against the Jews?
10 times more.
There it is right there. Or you have a stain in your armor. Now, let's do this and run to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. See? So when you find yourself, when kryptonite have slowed you down for a minute, so now you got to think, how many times again, Sister Judas?
10 times more.
That's the way it is. Look and say we can read in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and tell you what to do in verse 16 down to verse 22. Let's see what it says, Sister Judas.
First Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16 reads,
uh-huh.
Rejoice evermore.
Right.
Verse 17, pray without
ceasing.
Verse 18, in everything give thanks. But this is the will of Yahuwah.
Is that everything you got going on, make sure you give thanks to who?
The will of Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
And Yahuwah the Son concerning you.
Right.
Verse 19. quench not the spirit. Verse 20. Despise not
prophesying.
Verse 21. Prove all things.
Would you, would that do us to do this?
Prove all things.
Prove all things.
Hold fast that which is good.
And you hold fast was what?
Which is good.
Now watch this. Here we go.
Verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Abstain from all appearance of evil. Especially when you're in leadership. Especially now who else can read, but I can't, but I can't think it won't come to my brain when Eliezer over there in the first book of Maccabees, they told him, go eat some pork. He said, act like you eat some pork in the first book of Maccabees. He said, no, I ain't gonna do it. He was 80 years old. He said, I'm not going to do nothing to stain my armor. I'm not going to appear that I'm eating pork with all the young men that see me eating pork. And they try to have it eat pork for the young men to say, in his old age, he collapsed. That's in the first book of Maccabees. Maybe old Brother Mikhail run that down for us a little bit later. And then back of Maccabees when Eliezer, 80 years old, he say, I'm not going to put a stain in my armor. So whatever I got to do to me, y'all going to knock me out. Because I'm not going to leave no stain in my armor. Let's go to Sirach chapter 17 there, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
We're going to Sirach chapter 17. Check out what Brother Titus said. I mean, Micaiah. One thing we do know that what we on?
Let's rock chapter 17.
Okay, 17,
yes,
10 through 14, and 17 through 26. Let's see what that say. We're going to Sirach chapter 17, 10 through 14, and 17 down to verse 26. Let's see what it say.
The book of Sirach, chapter 17, verse 10 to 14.
Listen good.
Verse 17 to 26. Sirach, chapter 17, verse 10, read.
What it read?
And the elect shall praise his righteous name.
Wait a minute. What do elect supposed to do?
Shall praise his righteous name.
So the elect is supposed to praise the righteous name. Hold that point. Sister Judas, let's go to the Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 10. See what he pulled that verse at. So the elect of Yahweh is going to do what?
To praise his righteous name.
So this level of elect on this. So you watch real carefully. So when you elect, when you are knowing you one of the elect, what you going to do again?
To praise his righteous name.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And let's see what got written in Proverbs 18, verse 10, Sister Judas. Let's see what we can read in Proverbs 18, verse 10.
Wait. The name of the Yahweh is a strong tower.
Read that again.
The name of the Yahweh is a strong tower.
The name of Yahweh is a strong tower.
The righteous runneth into it and is safe.
And what the righteous going to do?
Run into it and it is safe.
Ain't that something? The righteous is going to run to that name and they're going to be what?
Safe.
And they're going to be safe. That we told the wise man the word put out there on the table. The righteous is going to run to that name. And Yahweh said, and when you run into that name, you will be what?
Safe.
Next one. Come on back there, Brother Titus.
Sirach chapter 17, verse 11.
Yes.
Besides it, he gave them knowledge.
Yes.
And the Torah instruction of life for inheritance.
So he gave you what? What did he give you?
Besides this, he gave them knowledge.
He gave them knowledge.
And the Torah instructions of life for inheritance.
And the Torah instruction is what?
Life for inheritance.
What spell that word?
For life.
Yeah.
L-I-F-E.
L-I-F-E. Life. Sister Judas, in chapter 20 of St. John, verse 31, help me out in 20:31 about that verse. And 20:31 of St. John, help me on that verse there. So you said, what'll give you life again?
Sirach chapter 17, verse 11. Besides it,
He gave them knowledge.
And the Torah instructions of life.
And the Torah instruction is of what?
Of life.
Life.
Yes. Next.
What does it say we can read to the Judas in 20:31 of St. John?
St. John chapter 20, verse 31 reads.
What do you read?
It's all written that ye might believe that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Son.
Hallelujah.
The Son of Yahweh. And that believing, you might have life through his name.
Well, you got life through the what?
Through his name.
You got life through the name. You got life through the name. Understand some life is in the what? It's in the name. That's why you have to always have a name. Because life is in that name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. Let's read some more about Titus.
All right. I'm at verse 12.
What?
Sirach chapter 17, verse 12.
What does it say?
He made an everlasting covenant with them.
He made a what kind of covenant?
Everlasting covenant.
Everlasting covenant with them. Go ahead and read.
And showed them his judgment.
And he showed them his judgment.
Yes. 13. Their eyes saw the majesty.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He showed them his judgment?
Mm-hmm.
Hold that point right there. Sister Judas, and in the book of 119, verse number, you know, I'm trying my best to get it in before the mail leave. I'm about to get all situated. So 119, verse 19 and 20, can you help me out in 119, verse 19 and 20? 119, is that what I want? Verse 19 and 147, 19 and 20. 147, 19 and 20. That's what I want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So now, in 147, 19 and 20, can you help me out, Sister Judas?
Psalms chapter 147, verse 19 reads, he showed his word unto Israel.
He showed his word unto Israel.
His statutes and his judgment unto Israel.
Yes.
Verse 20. He has not dealt so with any nation.
So he have a deal so with how many nations? So let's, come on, read.
And for his judgment, they have not known them.
And so the other world do not know, the other 17 nations do not know his judgment. So the one that know about these feast days, keeping the Sabbath days and all that, it ain't but one people. That's why they got to always understand what the one people's got to do. Mm-hmm. Daughter of Yahweh, in the fifth chapter of Matthew, you got to be clear that you got to always know what you got to do, 5:13 down to verse 16. So you got to be clear what you always have to be prepared to do. We're going to Matthew chapter 5 by the daughter of Yahweh, and we can look at verses number 13 down to verse 16. What is that, daughter of Yahweh?
Okay, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16.
What does it say?
Ye are the salt of the earth.
He said, you are the salt of the earth.
But if the salt have lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted?
So if you don't have no giddy up in you, you don't have a V8 in you, otherwise, and you ain't got no giddy up when it comes down to Yahweh, Sabbath day, feast day. He said, what again?
Wherewith shall it be
salted? Go ahead and read.
It is sent forth good for nothing.
That means if you ain't about Yahweh's business, you what?
Good for nothing.
You good for nothing. Go ahead.
But to be cast out.
But to be what?
Cast out.
Hallelujah. Then cast out and what else?
And to be trodden
up on the foot. Go ahead.
Verse 14.
What?
Ye are the light of the world.
He said, you are the light of the world.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
And you cannot be hid. Go ahead.
Neither can men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
And one thing about it, you don't light a candle and put up on a... You, You know this knowledge got to be out there. You got to tell the people exactly what's going on. That's why we started last week out there on the street teaching from the garden. And we was in that microphone 2-3 hours hollering that microphone real good. Because this message got to go out. We can't hide this message. Brother Young, no. So we clear that we got to go now. You know, we got to go. And I got to put a rabbit out of hat behind that in the book of Psalms there, daughter. You put a mark in that, daughter of Yahweh. It's something written. And I'm struggling on this verse now. But I know it's somewhere in the book of Psalms. He said, yeah, see, you might as well bring this verse out in the book of Psalms. Now, I'm struggling, you know, to bring this verse out. Now, make that out of the book of Isaiah. Struggling there, daughter. So if you are, you ain't pull old seed out. And let me get 17, 18, just get halfway warmed up. But with thee, that's why I be just saying, right. So let me get 17, verse 7, just to get warmed up. But that ain't what I'm looking for. But I just want to get warmed up. What did it say?
Isaiah chapter
17,
verse
7. Yes, ma'am. What did that say that I can get halfway warmed up?
At that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the righteous one of Israel.
So, you know, soon or later we're gonna see his thing get so blown out of proportion, and then you're going to finally recognize you got to look to your maker. And what the maker going to do? What the maker say he going to do?
Respect.
Then he won't have respect for you. Because, right, you won't have respect. Because to let you know the righteous one of Israel told you all about all this good stuff. So this ministry now got to be a 33 verse 10 there. Daughter Yahweh, well, we got to be an 3 verse 10. Look what he says now.
Isaiah 33,
verse number 10. What it reads? Talking about
now.
This. Now. What time?
Now.
Now.
Will I rise?
Now will I rise. Yes. Yeah. The time is now. The sixth anointing camp, the time is now. We got to make our move. Yahweh, I made it so plain to us, daughter of Yahweh, in the book of 40, verse number 7, he made something plain in the book of Jeremiah.
Yahweh, be with you, see right.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You made it so plain with us. All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mr. G, hallelujah, what? Hallelujah, what? So, he made it so plain. What's that verse again we just got to read? Daughter Yahweh. He said, look here, if you call me Daughter Yahweh, I'll behave, I'll be all right. But if you mess around calling by my world name, I might show out on you. As long as you got me Daughter Yahweh, I'm going to be all good. That old thing checks me. There you go.
Hallelujah, bro. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get this. Brother, y'all got to roll me up another.
Hallelujah,
bro.
Hallelujah, bro. Brother Titus. Hallelujah, bro. So now will I rise. Now will I rise. Hallelujah, bro.
What's the deal?
It's real.
I'll be with you. Hallelujah,
bro. All right. Hallelujah, bro. Hallelujah, so we can get ready to get this thing on. We better get something going on around here, no doubt about it. All right, where we at again? What is that now? What time it is now, Daughter Yahweh? Now. Now will we rise. It's time now. It's time for the sixth anointed camp to take it as business and grand style. And we clear that we be out there on the street, inside the garden, on Saturday, 11 o'clock, hollering that microphone. It's time now to wake our peoples up. It's time now. Skip down. I got to tell you what, read a little bit more down, straight on down to verse 14. Read 11 down to verse 14. Let me show you why. Read straight on down, 11 down to verse 14. Yeah, we have 33. We read verse 10. Now will I, says Yahweh, now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. He's going to lift himself up through the six anointed camps, the voices of the true Israelite. 11 down to verse 14, bring it. 11 down to verse 14, bring it. Yeah, what it say? Yes.
You shall bring forth stubble.
Right.
Your breath.
Right.
And fire.
Go ahead.
Shall devour
you. Uh-huh.
Verse 12. And the people shall be as the burning of lime.
Yes.
And thorns cut up shall they be burned.
Uh-huh. Fire. Okay.
Verse 13. Hear ye that are far off.
Hear ye. For ones that far off, you hear ye that far off. Now go ahead.
What I have done.
What he have done. Go ahead. He said, now I want you to acknowledge my might. Go ahead. What did it say?
The sinners in Zion are afraid.
The sinners of southern kingdoms that go be the first one be afraid. Go ahead.
Right. Fearfulness.
Has surprised the hypocrite. Yeah, you're right. It's time for the hypocrite to feel some of his fearfulness. Go ahead and read.
Who among us shall dwell with the devourer?
And the question he asked, who among us going to devour? What kind of way? With the devouring fire. Move them all up. Because if we don't get this right, we will be well. We will be in a devouring fire. If we don't get this right, we go on to the fact.
That's right.
That's what the man said. Come on back, Brother Titus. I'm going to watch that O.L. over there. O.L. is going to get ready to get stretched out in a few more minutes. I got my own O.L. All right, come on back.
Sirach 17.
Yes.
I'm at Sirach 17, verse 13.
Go ahead.
And I saw the majesty of his greatness.
Uh-huh.
And there is heard his great voice.
Go ahead.
Verse 14. And he said unto them,
what do you say?
Well, of all unrighteousness. And he gave every man Torah instructions concerning his name.
So he told you how you judge your neighbor, how you be with your neighbor, and how you judge the neighbor. What kind of way?
Torah instruction.
The Torah instruction. That's how you work it out with your neighbor, the Torah instruction. That's how you work it out with your neighbor. Torah instruction. We got it? Good. Skip down to verse 17, down to verse 26.
All right, verse 17 to 26.
Well, listen to verse 17 real good.
For in the divisions of the nations of the whole earth,
yes,
he set a ruler over every people but Israel.
He said he put a ruler over every people but who?
But Israel.
Israel, all people don't have no ruler. All one that rules over us is Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
It is Yahweh's portion.
Go ahead.
18.
What?
Who being his firstborn.
Being his what?
His firstborn.
Go ahead and read. Wait a minute. Who been his what?
His firstborn.
Who's his firstborn that we can read there? Daughter of Yahweh. Let's go to 4:22 of Exodus. Who is his firstborn that we can read in 4:22 of Exodus? Who is his firstborn that we can read? Exodus 4:22. We talking about his firstborn. Who is his firstborn that we can read?
Exodus chapter 4:22.
Uh-huh.
What? Thus
says
Yahweh.
What?
Israel is my son.
Even
my firstborn.
Oh, so you mean that in the book of Sirach, it was a pull from Sirach, firstborn son is who?
Israel
is his firstborn son. That's who his firstborn son. So Israel got to take the lead on this thing. Because Israel is his firstborn son. Yes. Israel is thy son. Yahweh's son, Israel. Go ahead and read.
He nourished it with discipline.
And he nourished Israel with what?
Discipline.
armor, because you got to be shown to all other nations what?
Discipline.
Discipline. Go ahead and read.
In giving him the light of his love.
Light of his love. Go ahead.
Do not forsake him.
And do not forsake him. Go ahead.
19.
What?
Therefore all their works are as the sun before him.
Right.
And his eyes are continually upon their way.
Go ahead.
20. None of their unrighteous deeds are hid from him.
Ain't nothing that you're doing that's hid from Yahweh. Whatever you do, Yahweh see you, whatever you do, O children of Israel. Go ahead and read.
For all their sins are before Yahweh.
All your sins is before Yahweh. Whatever you're doing, Yahweh is seeing that you extra special. Go ahead.
Verse 21.
What?
But Yahweh being merciful and knowing his workmanship, neither left nor forsook them.
Go ahead.
But spared them. Verse 22. The arms of a man is a signet with him. And he will keep the good deeds of a man as the apple of the eye.
Go ahead and read.
And give repentance to his sons and daughters.
So repentance is open for his sons and daughters. So all I got a fair shake of repentance is his sons and his daughters. That's who got a shot at repentance. Go ahead and read.
Verse 23.
What?
Afterwards, people rise up and reward them.
And then after you got your repentance out the way, and you know you're doing the right thing, he going to rise up and what?
And reward them.
And he will reward them.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And render their recompense.
And then he going to get them back a recompense.
Upon their head.
Upon their head.
Yes.
So payback is coming once we in order. Yahweh got a payback coming for all the nations. Because all the nations told us some things that we need to hear plainly what he told us. All the nations told us something. Hey, Mother Eve, what all the nations told the children of Israel, we can read in Isaiah 51, 29 to verse 23. What did all the other nations, what did they tell us that what we good for? Let's go to Isaiah 51, verse 20 down to verse 23. Let's see what all of the other nations said that we best to do in their eyesight. Isaiah 51, 20 down to verse 23, what it say? Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 51.
What? He said, the Israelite sons have fainted.
They lie at the head of all the streets.
And you go down, and if you get past 50 degrees weather on every corner, you're going to see them lie at the head of the industry.
Right.
All they wait on any side of some light, some sun. And all the Israelites were at the head of every street. Is that right?
That's right.
Hey, man, don't step on my shoe. Man, what you got the way to do it, man? Man, go in. Hey, man, he tried to diss you. See that? You might pull that bang out on him when he come out. It's just like that. That's how we is.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
Like wild
and we like a what?
Wild bull.
We like a wild bull in a net. That's how we are right now. Go ahead.
They are full of the
Yahuwah. They full of who?
The spirit of the Yahuwah.
Go ahead. And we got the fear of Yahweh. This is the correction of Yahweh trying to correct us, get in order. Go ahead.
Verse 21.
What did it say?
Therefore, hear now this thou afflicted.
He said, now you afflicted. The ones that afflicted, I want y'all to hear. And nobody afflicted more than the 12 tribes of Israel. He said,
right.
I want you to hear this 12 tribes of Israel.
But not with wine.
But you're not afflicted with wine. But what you is afflicted about, that we can read, daughter of Yahweh, in 2:11, what can we read that we know you're afflicted by in 2 verse 11? What can we read in Micah chapter 2 verse 11 that we know you're afflicted by? We can read what you really are thinking about in Michael chapter 2, verse 11. This is what you really are afflicted by in 2, verse 11. Michael chapter 2, verse 11. Daughter of Yahweh, what it say? Michael chapter 2, verse 11. What are we really afflicted by that we can read?
Michael chapter 2, verse 11.
Yeah, what it say?
If a man or woman walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto you of wine and of strong drink.
So otherwise, this what we is in the middle of falsehood is falsehood. We believe everything that Christianity and Islam bring to the table, we cannot believe. So what we're joking with is falsehood. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. That was we are fully drunk with. That's what we drunk with. We got that morphine drip of Christianity. Mm-hmm. And that morphine drip just drip on you until you just totally relaxed. And your body, you can take a brick and drop it on and you don't feel it. That was Christianity on top of us. That's what Christianity has done for us. Go ahead and read.
Michael chapter 2, verse 11. Okay. I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink.
Right.
He shall even be the prophet of his
teaching. So your teaching, your bishop, your teaching is going to be falsehood. Christianity, Islam, Judaism. That's going to be going on with you. That's the one we want to teach you and tell you all this is done away with. Leviticus 23 is no good no more for us. Mm. But it tells plainly, daughter of Yahweh, and Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 through 18, then back up and read verse 11 and 14 there, daughter of Yahweh. What does it say we can read? And Deuteronomy chapter 16 down to verse 18, then back up and read the verse 11 and 14. What can we read out of Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 through 18.
Then back to 11 and 14.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 through 18. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah.
Yes. Yeah.
What
place that he should choose?
In the feast of unleavened bread.
We done it already.
In the feast of weeks.
We own that right now.
And in the feast of tabernacles.
Then when we get through that, the next feast will be what?
Tabernacles.
Go ahead and read.
And they shall not appear before the Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able. According to the blessing of the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah. Verse 18. The judges and officers shall thou make thee in all thy gates.
Okay, you got to always have what you got to have?
Judges and officers.
You got to have judges and you got to have officers. That means you got to have strong leadership.
And I'm a voice of the two Israelites.
in Proverbs 18, verse 10, they're going to run to that. Go ahead and be safe. All feast days will be in the name of YHWH. Keep reading. Keep reading.
Verse 12.
No, 11 and 14.
Oh, 11 and 14.
11 and 14. What 14 say?
Verse 14. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast.
So the feast day is supposed to be what?
Rejoice.
No, a hell raiser.
Rejoice.
For rejoice at the feast day. Go ahead and read.
Thou and thy son.
Your son. And your daughter.
And
your manservant.
And
your maidservant.
And
the Levite. And the stranger?
And the
fatherless.
And the widow.
Great. So everybody's supposed to rejoice on these feast days. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
Come on back, Brother Titus, what was that? Where you left off on?
I'm at Sirach chapter 17. I'm at Sirach chapter 17. I'm at verse 24.
You at verse 17,
verse 24.
What it
read? Fall to death, yet repent. He granted them. Return.
Oh. So the ones, he leave it open for you. Oh, what?
He granted them return.
He granted them return, but you got to do what?
Repent.
You got to repent. Mm-hmm. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries. Is all you got to do is what?
Repent.
3:19, daughter of Yahweh, in a book called Acts. All you got to do is repent. All you got to do, he'll grant you return, but you have to do what?
Repent.
3:19 of Acts, bring it.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Yahweh.
You see the man saying? You got to repent. And you got to repent before the man shuts you down. Because he got a plane, Brother Hoshea, he got a plane in St. John 7, verse 6. He got something plane, Brother Hoshea. He got a plane in 7, verse 6 of St. John. He made it so plain for us. What can we read there, Brother Hoshea? Chapter 7, verse 6 of St. John. What did it say, Brother Hoshea?
Chapter 7, verse 6.
What did it say?
Thus Yahweh's son said unto them,
what?
My time is not yet come.
He said, my time have not yet come.
But your time is always
ready. See, your time is always ready. You don't know when this man going to shut you down. We read in the business part, he told you, if you got me right within 5 years, I don't care what you did, all the rest of you might be in 113. He said, if you had me right in the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
And that's in the business part 15 to 18. I want to hear about what did you do in them last 5 years. Did you have me right in the last 5 years? That's all he want to know. He said, "Who? What angel was hanging around this guy? What is manuscript at?" He said, "I got the manuscript on this guy. This guy vexed me all the time. But you told me I got to hang out with him until you kill him. I hung out with him, and then you killed him. I'm telling you, he got to be hurt. Hand over the Tata to Rooster. Hurry up that Tata and get a hold of him. Hurry up and get him on him. Because he affects me all of his life. You see? But the middle spirit got to hang around you and have the manuscript on you. 24 hours around the clock. They got to hang around you so you ain't getting away with nothing. They got the manuscript on you. If you back out for our business, and don't be a 30 verse 1 and 2. Hey, Mother E, don't be a number 30 verse 1 and 2 now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a number 30 verse 1 and 2. What it saying we can read there, Mother E? 30 verse 1 and 2. What can we read out of number 30 verse 1 and 2? I got my eye on the elder when the old elder, we slow down a bit, old elder, going to grab him some books, and old Sid going to get out of the way. Shout, because them young lions ready to roar too.
Yeah.
So we'll get the old in there. Then we're going to bring them young lions and they're going to roar all around here on their feet. What we read? And what does it say in verse 1 and 2? What? Oh, the head of your tribe. Okay, the heads. Okay. Oh, what are you telling the heads? Oh, but you said, look here. This ain't about no cat talk. It's about, it's concerning who?
The children of Israel.
What did he tell the heads concerning the children of Israel?
Saying this.
What?
If the thing which
Yahweh
has commanded.
So, Yahweh got a commandment on to tell the heads to tell the children of Israel what?
If
anybody the children of Israel and you hear them vow a vow.
Unto the Yahweh.
To who?
The Yahweh.
Correct.
A swear and oath.
And it's whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You do not break your word.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. According to all that
proceedeth in leadership especially, we read earlier, mm-hmm. Do not put a stain in your arm.
That's right.
Dude, when you put a stain in your arm, you got to seek him. How many times according to Baruch, daughter of Yahweh 428? How many times you got to seek Yahweh and put a stain in your arm? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how many times you got to seek him now. You put a stain in your arm. Let's see in Baruch 4:28 what you got to do for it.
Baruch 4,
what
does it say? For as it was your mind to go astray from
Yahweh. Uh-huh.
So being returned, seek him 10 times more. Mm-hmm.
You got to do what?
Seek him 10 times
more. You got to seek him 10 times more, huh? Mm-hmm. It said when you let the flood divert your attention from Yahweh's word, you got to do what again? Well, I got to pull a rabbit out of hat behind that, Sister G. I got to pull a rabbit out of hat behind that in St. John chapter 8. And look at the last two verses and 8. And whatever it says in the last two verses, let's see if we pull some out there, Sister G. We're going to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Then we'll skip down to the last two verses around about 38 and 39, somewhere in that area. 38 and 39. Let's see what it says, Sister G. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. They give me the last two verses. Give me the last two verses. Verse number 1. Uh-huh. Yeah, what that say, that's Sister G?
Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Yahweh.
So it's no condemnation to them that's in some Yahweh. Go ahead, read. And they don't, the one that don't walk after the flesh.
After the spirit,
huh?
But I am persuaded that neither death nor life.
Nor
things present, nor things to come.
So he says, no creature for to separate us from the what?
The love
of who?
The Yahweh the Father.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Why? Right to Romans chapter 1 there, Sister G. I need to give me a little precept on that one. In Romans chapter 1 there, Sister G. I need a precept on that one in Romans chapter 1. I'll pick it up around by verse number. Let's see what I want. Romans chapter 1. Let's see what I need. Verse number 20.
1, verse 20.
Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
Yeah, what it say?
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
Uh-huh.
Be understood by the things that are made.
Right.
Even his eternal power and on him, so that they are without excuse.
Mm-hmm. I'm missing my head on that one. So it's something that I'm missing on that. I want to bring out that old creature, So what did I miss? Yeah. What did I miss? Yo, help the old CR. I missed the creature in here. So what verse did I miss the creature? Yeah, Romans chapter 1, I missed my head.
Yeah, that's Romans
7:28. Yeah, I missed about that old creature. I missed about my creature now, so I'll miss my head. So I tell you what, I put it on ice because I'll miss my head, and none of the hell's going to want to give me nothing to work with. Even the young lion, they won't pull old C out, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Even to you, O age, I am he, and even to more, Herod.
Even to all.
how can you be an Israelite if you're 30 years old and come through a different religion? You got to come through the womb in order to be part of the bloodline of Israel, right?
That's starting to sound.
I mean, it's just the way it came out. I didn't mean nothing. No harm. But let's look at two more and I'm out of the way. The book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. This is the genius brother, Peter Royce. Let's look at book of Hebrews chapter 6 right quick. Two more and I'm bringing in that brother, young lion. Let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 6. Let's pick it up at 13 through 18. Let's see what we can grab. So he said, in order to be an heir, you got to come to the
that he is, that he is the reward of
to a place which he should after receiving were at church.
Well, we know that in Genesis chapter 12, God quite told Abraham to get away from his kinfolk right now.
Is that what he said? Get away from your father's house, say that right. And go into the land that I will show to you.
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
So he statues and judgments.
So he gave us statutes and judgments. He said, remember this. He gave this to Moses. So let's pick it up and see where he gave this to Moses. That is Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Mother Eve. You can pick that up for me, Mother Eve. We go to Exodus. We go to chapter 20, and we go to verse 8. And let's see what Yahweh had to say about what he wanted us to remember. He said, here, we can't forget. That's one thing we got to do. Remember.
Make it plain, young lion. Make it plain.
Let's see what he wants us to remember over there, Mother Eve. What you got cooking over there in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8?
Exodus chapter 20, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
To keep it righteous.
Mm-hmm. So, Yahweh, tell us, remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous, right? So we know today is a Sabbath. And we want to put a point of finger on it. So we're going to go over there. What type of Sabbath this is today we got growing.
Make it plain, young
man.
Make it plain. Make it plain, young man.
We're going to go over there. We're going to go pick it up at the book of, I want to say,
1931.
Oh, yeah, what?
1931.
We're going
to
pick it up right there in St. John.
That's right.
Ask the elders.
Oh.
And they
What do you say? His name not gonna be polluted.
That's right.
So
he said his name, not
it won't be polluted in front of the heathen. In front of the heathen. Yes. I'll take his name out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
In whose sight I brought them out.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll bring you out.
Now pick it up at verse 19 and 20.
19, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Uh-huh. The four letter, man. How many letters is that?
That's four letters.
All right. Yahuwah.
Walk in my statutes.
Mm-hmm.
And keep my judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And do them.
He tell you to do his Torah instructions.
Hallelujah.
He tell you to walk in my Torah instructions.
And what?
And do them.
And do them.
Yeah, well, let me see, can we pull the rabbit out of your head? In the book of Romans. Mother D. You ready to roll, Mother D?
I'm always ready to roll.
That's what I'm saying, Mother D.
I'm always ready to roll.
I'm always ready to win. Hallelujah. Well,
I'm not here cameoing nothing.
That's right.
I ain't cameoing nothing. I'm here to win. That's what the time, man.
Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. Well.
That's right. So, Mother D, we're going to pick it up. I'm looking for my head about my joy. It's over there in Romans. Brother Tyson.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking for that. Is it Romans? Am I in the right spot? Is it Romans?
You talking about Romans? Being duels?
Yeah.
Duels. It's a Romans.
213.
I'm saying.
213. That's it. 213. Romans chapter 2. Pick it up at verse 13.
All right, Romans chapter 2.
Yeah, mother
D,
go bag it up with that one. He said, these do it right there. Do them. All right,
we're going to
the
book of Romans.
Mother D got
it. Romans chapter 2, verse 13.
Mm-hmm. What
do you
read?
For not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh.
So he ain't just about hearing the Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm.
He said, ain't that just before Yahweh.
But the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified.
But the doer of the Torah instructions will be justified. You got to be a doer of this thing, D-Roy. If you ain't no doer of this thing, then ain't nothing happening. We're going to pick it back up over there, Brother Machine. Pick that verse 20 of that.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 20.
What do you read?
And hallow my Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall be a sign between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
That they may know that I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So Yahuwah said hallow his Sabbath, right? Mm-hmm. Pick verse 21 up.
21.
Now, remember, this is a sign between us and our maker. Mm-hmm. What do you say at 21?
Notwithstanding the children rebelled against me.
We always rebelled against our Yahuwah. We can't never just stay one way.
They walk not in my statue.
Now, they ain't want to walk in his statue. They want to go out and do their own thing.
Neither keep my judgment. Which if a man do, he shall even live in them.
He shall even live in them.
They polluted my Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said,
what did he say?
I will pour out my fury upon them
mm-hmm.
to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness.
Ain't that something? Now, Mother Eve, we're going to go to Second Chronicles. We're going to pick it up at chapter 7. Give me that verse 14. And then Mother D, give me Luke chapter 4, verse 20. The same here. This is the only thing you got to do now. This is what you got to do. What you got to do in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, pick it up at verse 14, Mother E. What you got to do?
That's right. Yes,
ma'am. That's exactly what we want.
I hear you back there, daughter Yahuwah. I hear you. She hear you real good.
Mm-hmm. If my people, which are called by my name,
mm-hmm.
to honor themselves
mm-hmm.
and pray
and
seek my
seek his face.
And turn from their wicked ways.
Then
will I hear from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And will forgive their sins. And will heal their land.
Mm-hmm. So he said, my people will hear my voice. So it's Bible study class. Who go bail me out and give me a hit on this, on my people? Who will give me a hit on my people? I need a hit. Who go bail me out? Now I'm struggling over here. I need somebody to go ahead and bail me out on my people. Hell, what you got for me? Well, really, I was just, okay, yeah, but you put it on the L. Now, what you got for me, L? That's all right. Hold on, where we going to? Give me Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. Mother G. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7, Mother G. Help me out, Mother G.
I got it. Just hold that. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7.
Okay.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. Mm-hmm. Remember the days of old.
Mm-hmm.
Consider the years of many generations.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your father, and he will show thee. Your elders, and they will tell thee.
Elders, I need that list. What you got shooting for? It's that you all warmed up. You ready to go? I know you ready to go. Yeah, you ready to go.
Chapter 2, verse 21 through 23.
Brother Titus, can you read that? Chapter 2, 21 through 23.
Okay, we're going to Hosea.
Going to Hosea.
Okay, Hosea. Hosea chapter 2.
Chapter 2, verse 21 through 23.
Hosea chapter 2, verse 21 to 23. The regular Hosea, H-O-S-E-A.
Yeah.
Hosea chapter 2, verse 21 to 23. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, said Yahweh, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. 22. And the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the olive oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. 23. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her. And it had not attained mercy, I will say to them, which were not my people, you are my people, and they shall say, you are my Yahweh.
Chapter 1, verse 10. Let's get a name on that.
Chapter 1, verse 10.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh, Hosea, chapter 1, verse 10. Yet the number of the children of Israel. Is it?
Go ahead.
I should be at the sand of the sea.
If they got you numbers, they think you a minority.
Yes. Which cannot be measured, nor numbered. They shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people. There should be said unto them, you are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh.
And what's going to happen? Who's going to be the leader of that? Let's go to the jump to the that verse 7. Who's going to be leading this charge?
Hosea, chapter 1, verse 7. But I will have mercy upon the family of Yada, Judah.
Yada.
Hallelujah.
My people.
What you reading over there, mother? And then we're going to pick it up and we'll get back on the seat, Dave.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28 reads,
mm-hmm.
For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to do when you, after you repent, you go astray from Yahweh, what you got to do?
Seek him 10 times more.
So you got to seek Yahweh 10 times more. Hallelujah. I'm on my 10 times more right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, what we're going to do is we're going to pick this up now. We're going to get back up on this Tuesday, right? We're going to find out what this day all about. So we're going to go to Deuteronomy. We're going to pick it up chapter 16, verse 11. We're going to verse 14 down to 17. Sister G, I know you was holding something for me. We're going to swing back around and go another route. We're going to pick it up at Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11. We want 14 down to 17. And then we want Mother D. We want you to pick it up once you give me that Acts. I want you to give me that Acts chapter 2, and we're going to do some
reading. Skip 17.
Okay.
Skip that 17, because they can take it over the right.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to Acts chapter 2, and we're going to pick it up at verse 1 down to 16.
11, 14, 16 through 18.
What you reading over there in that Deuteronomy? 11, 14, 16, and I want 18.
16, 17, and 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we, 15. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 16. We're going to 11. We want 16 down to 18.
11, 14, 16 through 18.
Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11, 14, 16 through 18.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of these people in 40 verse 7. All right, we're going to Jeremiah to still.
Yeah. Wait, what is he saying, 40 verse 7?
We're going to Jeremiah chapter 40.
What can we read?
Jeremiah chapter 40 verse 7.
What can we read?
Book of Jeremiah to still, chapter 40 verse 7 reads.
What it reads?
Now when all the captains of the forces which were in the field, even they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made, what's that, Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam.
Yeah, is that Jeremiah 40, verse 7 you read?
Yeah, Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 7.
Okay, you get them down to the point where we're at, that we're looking for. The part we're looking for. 40, verse 7. What part are we looking for? What part are we looking for in Jeremiah 40, verse 7?
In the poor, the land, the kingdom, and the cherubim.
Yeah, I'm looking for the part he said, the land is before you. What verse is that? Help me out, Elder. Yeah, the land is before you. Is that 40, verse 7? Yeah, the land is before you. You mean I blow that? Where is that will say the land is before you? How did I blow that? Yeah, where it said the land is before you? Well, what left those see out? The land is before you. And Jeremiah, where the land is before you. You mean that in 40 verse 7? The land is before you? Well, I want to hear what he says. The land is for you. They let Jeremiah out of the dungeon, and they said, "Hey, Jeremiah, you can come on with us and come on to Babylon if you want. You can come on stay in the world." He said, "No." He said, "Well, if you don't, the land is for you, Jeremiah." And that's what we got going on right now. You know, last week, Brother Micaiah and his daughter Yahweh, they was out there in the garden in the yard, hollering on that microphone. It was all out in on the left side, just hollering the microphone. 3 hours. Got a lot of attention to me. Be back on again. The land's before. There where we look, the land is waiting on us. Next month to the right, that house gonna be tore down in July. It's coming down. You gotta jump on it. You gotta jump on that too. And be spread out like a Green Bay tree from the left, right. Front and back. We got to do it. The land is before us. So that verse, the land before us. Can anybody help me out in Jeremiah? I don't know. I don't know why I'm quoted. Who help me out? Hey, yo. Help me out there, yo. The land is before us. Yeah, help me out. The land is before you. You mean it wasn't in 40 verse nothing? You mean that it wasn't in 40 verse nothing?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mean that was not in there when
he
said
the land is for you?
40 verse 4:1
or something? The land is before you.
40 verse 7.
Verse 7.
The land before you?
Yeah.
40 verse 4. And now, behold, I lose you this day from the chains which were upon this hand.
Corner to all of it. It'll be
Yahweh's camp. When they come on in this area, they're gonna see it. It's gonna be all over the place.
Whether it seems good and convenient to go wherever you go.
That's right. So the land is for us. The land is for us. Back to Brother McKay.
Let's pick that Deuteronomy 16 back up where we left off there. We're finishing up 17, right?
Let me see a mark there.
Turn away from them
48. Then the king's army went up to Yahdah to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And the king pitched his tent against Judah. What's he saying?
Judah.
And against Mount Yahdah. 49. But with them that were in Bethshura, he made peace, for they came out of the city because they had no vigil there to endure the siege. It became a year of rest to the land.
Mm-hmm.
So the king took Bethshura and set a garrison there to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 51. As for the sanctuary, he blessed it many days and set there.
He besieged it many days.
Huh?
He besieged it many days.
Okay. He besieged it many days and set there. Artillery.
He besieged it many days and set there artillery.
With engines. And instruments to cast fire and stone,
mm-hmm.
and peace to cast darts and slings.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 52. Wherefore they also made engines against their engines and held them battle a long season. 53. Yet at the last, their vessels being without vigil, for that it was the seventh year, and that in
Judea, that
were delivered from
the Gentiles
and had eaten up the residue of the soil.
We're going to start right there. I was looking for a hit about Eleazar, but we see how Eleazar, when the heat was on, you see what Eleazar had done. Go back and pick that up in verse 43. Mm-hmm.
Verse 9, chapter 2, verse 43. Eleazar also surnamed
Sabaron. Mm-hmm.
Proceeded that one of the beasts armed with raw honey was higher than all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And supposing that the king was upon him.
Mm-hmm. Continue to read.
44. Put himself in jeopardy.
What did he do?
He put himself in jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
To the end, he might deliver his people.
So he put himself on the line to make sure that he delivered his people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And give him a perpetual name.
And then what did he get for doing that? So he put himself on, and he gave him a well-known name.
Yes.
Continue to read. That's the type of man he was.
Wherefore he ran unto him and courageously.
Wherefore he ran upon him courageously.
Through the midst of the battle.
In the midst of the battle. He was courageous. Mm-hmm.
Slain on the right hand and on the left.
Mm-hmm.
So that they were divided from him on both sides.
I just wanted to point that out. About how Eleazar was one that was willing to put his life on the line for the people.
Yes.
He wasn't one of the ones that he wasn't playing no games at all. I just want to point that out. I'm going to let Brother Titus go and get in on his deep day. On that note, hand it over to Brother Titus.
All right.
Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Verse 12.
the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour.
Come back to that minute.
Now, all right, that righteous spirit will teach you that same hour, which you ought to say.
That's right.
All right, dog. With that, John 14:26. John chapter 14, verse 26, Mother Z.
Thank you,
Father, right? Who's our fathers? Give me Exodus chapter 3.